NKST Mission Retreat Media presents the gospel, God's power to save all who believe. This seminar was delivered by Brother Caleb Abu at the NKST Mission Retreat National Conference 2020 on the topic, Attaining Financial Independence. May God bless these words on your heart in Jesus' name.
I will be looking at the topic, Attaining Financial Independence. I know there hasn't been any time I'm given opportunity to look at issues like this, that the time is enough. But I trust God that wherever we stop, we can stop. I'll first of all look at independence. Independence has to do with freedom, exemption from relying on or control by others, self-subsistence or maintenance, direction of one's own affair without interference. We're looking at independence. It is also believed to mean a state of having sufficient means for a comfortable livelihood. Financial independence is therefore the status of having enough income to pay one's living expenses for the rest of one's life without having to be employed or dependent on others. If a person can generate enough income to meet his needs from sources other than his primary occupation, he or she has achieved financial independence. Example, if you have 50,000 in expenses per month, are we following? You can spend up to 50,000 in a month. But you also have assets that can generate at least 51,000 or more. To such a person, we say he or she has achieved financial independence. Your expenses is not above your income. Are we together? Are we together? And straight away, I want us to look at this topic in two aspects. First, the biblical perspective, your own business, step to financial independence. As I've already told us, this is voluminous. I just felt as God led me by His Spirit to highlight little, because each of them, we can take over 6 hours discussing it. John chapter 10, verse 9. The biblical perspective. Jesus Christ was speaking. Chapter 10, verse 9, he says something that is important to me at this hour. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. And will go in and out and find pasture. If you really came in, we are talking about believers. The discussion is not, I'm not just doing promotional or just to, talk. We are addressing Christians that you entered in through the door. There is a room that God has provided that you can come in and out to find what? To be a beggar? The ones who see somebody passing with a vehicle, you say, oh God, this money will never come. Chia. Is it not what we are seeing everywhere in the land? They will say, Chia, oh God, we never see Kavihinga. Kanecha, oh God, ka. It has been the common norm. Adults, as well as the youth, is the same thing. But there's a provision as a child of God. The word of God says, once you come in through the door, We are not talking of somebody who walked inside to the congregation, to the amidst of us, that he has not come through the door. Leave the person. But if you have really come through the door, that you are saved, you are born again, you have become a bona fide child of God, the Bible says you can do what? Come in and out. To do what? To find pasture. I want us to be going on the same page. Are we together? You will find pasture. God has not come to recruit a group of beggars or people who are frustrated. That you have reason in your family that somebody will not be able to follow God because, in fact, when you were a non-believer, you were better. So now that you have become a child of God, somebody sees you as a sorry situation. Even you yourself, you say, actually, when I was a non-believer, you know, feet of cars. So is it God that, as you have come to join God, that God has reduced you? You can come in and out. Pastor is not a challenge. I'm talking about the biblical perspective. Proverbs chapter 24. There are a number of scriptures. Some of them, you will just write them. 24 verse 27 says, I'm looking at the biblical perspective. 24 verse 27 says, prepare your outside work. Make it fit for yourself in the field. And afterward, build your house. We are talking of a situation that God himself giving us this principle that none of us sitting here or within the reach of my voice that you don't have a field. That maybe you have it, but it's not fit for you. I wish to be understood. That the source of income is not fit for you. We are talking of a situation that at least you spend 20,000 a month. Be of a truth. At most, you can raise 8,000. Is it fit for you? Will you not end up in debt? Are we together? You end up in debt. So the word of God say, prepare your outside work. Your outside work has to do with your source of business. The New Living Translation even mentioned that. Make your business. Let it fit you. Don't be involved in a kind of business that doesn't fit you. That you are operating below. You know, your expenses are above your income. Every day they meet you, you are just looking for fees to pay your children. That is not an achievement. That you are able to position yourself to make your field, your source of income, whether it's photography, whether you are just simple baranda, person, a middleman in the market, or you buy and sell, or you any source of income, let it be fit for you. I want somebody to abuse the idea that I'm going out of this meeting with this understanding. That if I've been operating below my expenses, the source of my income is below the expenses, I'm going to work against it. Amen. You will do everything within your reach. What is the reason? God has given us permission. And this is not God's work. This is not angels' work. It's not necessarily even prayer. It's good to pray. But the word of God is waiting, camping on you. To make your source of income fit for you. If it is fit, be comfortable. But as long as it's not fit, you must have to work harder. May God help us in Jesus' name. Let it be fit for you. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Second Thessalonians chapter 3 mentions something that is very cardinal. Chapter 3 from verse 10. If we can. Chapter 3 verse 10 says, for even when we were with you, we commanded you this. Was this an advice? Was it an advice? What was it? A command. And this is the area most of our congregation, most of our constituents are failing. Thank God for mission retreat. Move from one constituency to another.
you may find it difficult to have an occasion that brethren are now brought together to be taught that these things are important, even as a child of God. It was a command to them. For even when we were with you, we commanded this. If anyone will not walk, neither shall he eat. For we hear that there are some who walk among you in a ordinary manner, not walking at all, but are busy bodies. Now, those who are such, we command and exhort through our Lord Jesus Christ that they walk in quietness and eat their own bread. Eat their own bread. But as for you, brethren, do not grow weary in doing good. If anyone does not obey our word in this epistle, note that person and do not keep company with him, that he may be ashamed. Yet, do not count him as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. God himself by his spirit is aware of what is happening in our churches. That the word of God said there are many who are busybodies, though with their certificates. Busybodies. Idling around. Young and old. I'm trusting God that God will give us opportunity to expatiate on this further as time goes on. But that God is aware that a good number of us are not having any business viable that can raise income for ourselves, that we can eat our own bread. Maybe because you want to come for this meeting, just to come for this meeting, you have made several calls to several uncles. You know, that meeting I was telling you in Makodi, no? That meeting. And then in our church, they say it's 1,000. 1,000. As uncle is taking call, it takes away again. Issue of 1,000, you can't handle it. You are calling an uncle that is in a far distant district. He said, if we are not sending it, it's just, we don't have this. Send the check card. I will give attorney. I will give attorney. He will give me money for the recharge card so that I will come for this meeting. And you think it's humility. You think it's correct. God is expecting each one of us to eat our own food, the one we have worked by our what? Our hands. That if we're having such people in our midst, it's disorderly. It's not correct. Each one of us, the least of us. The biblical perspective. Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 11 and 10. That you aspire to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business and to work with your hands. As we commanded, even here is a command, that you may walk properly towards those who are outside the church, that you may lack nothing. That is the perspective. God expects that we should not lack anything. Sorry, I've gone through a very terrible experience. I'm coming from a very, very extremely humble background. I've suffered in my life. My teacher institution, I'll have to go and do what they call Jodo in Taraba. I didn't even know that I'm coming to marry in Taraba. In order to sponsor myself, I've understand what it means. I'm coming for a meeting like this with one boxer. Once it's dirty, I will wash it and squeeze it and wear it again. There was one time we were trekking from my village, Vandika, to Boko for just FCS meeting, the one that was held in Bristol, 1998. Just to be there. I know what it means that I want to buy something I can't afford. But what I'm trying to say at this point is that you are going through challenges. It's not a crime. What is a crime is that you are doing nothing to change the situation. Are we together? You are doing nothing. It says, same again, Marcelo. settle as alone. Check the scriptures, you won't see that. God has given room for each one of us to improve. No wonder the scripture says the spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me specifically to change the economic situation of people. Those that are under bondage, I will liberate them. The first vehicle I bought in 2012, since Adam and Eve, that was the first vehicle since creation in the whole of our family. I didn't even think that God can take us to that level. Hey, it was looking as if I have backslidden. So I can buy motor. Hey, I can buy motor. Hey, let me not go there. May God help us in Jesus' name. God is out to change each of our situations. You are working with the as a civil servant. You are seated. You are comfortable. But check, who has become a millionaire with civil service? Tell me the truth. You don't want to talk. Your HODs are not here. Just talk.
Amen.
No. Each one of us, don't just sit. Even those that are working, sometimes if I have little opportunity, I will be challenging them. Do something so that when they are about to retire you, you will not be going, you have a reason to go and change your years and that they will reduce it. And because you don't know what you are going to face. It's like a gem. They are throwing you inside. So you go and falsify your years of service so that it will be 22. Meanwhile, it's 34. 3 months. You don't know what you are going to face. But now that you are in service, this is the time to prepare. Make sure that you have several sources of income. May God help us in Jesus' name. The last one, biblical aspect, I'll mention is 2 Peter chapter 2. Chapter 1, verse 3. For his divine power has given us all that we need. I think it's a familiar scripture. As his divine power has given to us all that we that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to glory and victory. That you are born again. Every asset, it has been released to your hands. Anything that will make you serve God well is already there. Anything that will pertain your life, even if you need land, is already there. God is, because of his knowledge, God has released all. There are a number of scriptures there, but there's no time for me to go there. The next one, biblical perspective, God expects that each one of us own your business. Turn by your left. Tell the next person by you, own your business. The next person by your right. Tell him the same thing. So that if I have not have enough time to expatiate on this, the message has gone into your heart already. If you have not heard, the seat you are sitting on has heard. Own your own business. Now, if we look at the number of scriptures that we read before, in Thessalonians chapter 4, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 11 to 12, the word of God emphasized that we must be quiet, own our own business. Let it be that you have a source of income, defined, consciously, you are earning your income. Unfortunately, even the Bible says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Those that have even entered into the fold by the door, the Lord Jesus Christ, and are saved, up to this point, they still believe that there is no provision God has made for them to go in and out. In, I want all of us to be saying, in and out. Say it. Stop. Is the word of God expecting that you should sit in one place and get your bread? What is the injunction? Go in and out. And as long as you do that, you'll be able to find what? You find pasture. Each one of us. Each one of us. You must start your own business. There are some little this thing that I want to just drop there. God knows that there are many among us that have no business at hand. And you are seated here, or you are within the reach of my voice. Some among us are very skillful, but without any enterprise. You know how to even plait your hair, plait somebody's hair very well. But you don't do it such that you can earn something from there. Some of you, you can hold these ties. You can do it well. Some of you are having powerful phones, not knowing that it's already a business. One young man ran to my house yesterday. He was just showing me his shop. He was just showing me his shop. See, he displays cars here in a mound. These are the number of cars. And this young man is not having any car stand anywhere. You have gone to school. You have a very fat phone. But you don't find a way to, you know, to maximize its usage. Such that even when you have not had a secular job, you can sustain yourself. Let me tell you the truth. Sorry to say this here. I don't want any government job as I'm standing here. If you employ me, you are only wasting my time. Because as I wanted to come here, I didn't take permission from any human being. My wife, see moto, let's go. We are here. I came out. Are we together? I came, I read statistics by the grace of God in Federal Potential. 2004, I came out. Very strong upper credit by the mercies of God. My wife has her NC. As he was coming, I said, let's analyze this. If they employ you in any of these schools, how much is the salary? 7,000. 7,200. If you didn't come to school 3 days in a week, 2,200 deducted. Is it not what we are suffering? Maybe you have not known. At the end, you are coming back with 3,800 in a month. So what are we really doing? Wisdom demands that we should check. So even after I have looked for job everywhere and nobody wants to employ you because you don't have any long leg. You know, my leg is not that long. You understand what I mean by that in Nigeria? As I kept depending on God, God opened the way. And what we are saying here has started. The Bible says, make your source of business fit for you. Let it be, no, grow it such that it will be commensurate with your spending. So God has been taking care of us in his mercy. He's not bragging. I'm not saying that from that angle of a haughty spirit. I hope you understand that once you engage your hands, you will see that there's no reason. There's no reason to be moving here and there with fire until you come an accident on the road. With fire inside you, this is with very strong, good result. The owner of the result has gone. Papers are flying, littered here and there because he was moving around and said, your job. May that not be your portion in Jesus' name. And I want to caution, don't start with stolen goods. Don't start any business with stolen goods. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 11, explains why. Some of us will think we are fast. Maybe you have just finished your secondary school and you are working under somebody. And all you are doing is cleverness of just cutting. Cutting to keep. And you go and start your own. Let's look at scriptures. As a partridge that bruises but does not hurt, so is he who gets riches but not by right. It will leave him in the midst of his days, and at his end, he will be a fool. At the end of your business, you will just discover that you have just wasted your time. Nothing to show, nothing even to hand over to the children. Because you started fraudulently. All these things that I'm saying, to be sincere, there is no time for it. If you read Proverbs chapter 20, verse 17, the Bible says, bread that you have gotten by craftiness, but by stealing, is sweet in the mouth. But afterward, your mouth will be full with gravel. There is no need to cheat somebody in order to come and start your own business. Psalm 11:3 Say, when the foundation is faulty, even the righteous person can do nothing. You started your business with fraudulent means. You won't go anywhere. I'm trusting that somebody will be repenting. If you have stolen some goods from your ogre, better return it. You better face the shame to start correctly and go far than to start criminally and go nowhere. I want to give managed treasure from relatives and friends. I want to give a picture. Like in digging a well, you can't give out water to somebody. For instance, I have carved out this place. I'm digging a well here. I'm digging a well. After some few days, a close friend of mine just came and said, I need water. I need water. Meanwhile, I have not yet found the water. Is it possible for me to give that person water? I'm just trying to transport that into what I'm discussing. That you have started a business. Pressure comes from even your parents, from relatives, close friends. Borrow me. Give me this one that you could tell me he deca ko tom nya tomo me tomo ni or banjo ka wuko or tomo yangye. When figure, I hope you it's practical. Nya tomo me uka waka tomo ni. Na ke na tomo 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 ha tomo he tom. Come on, man, the way she hunda. I'm asking you, walko, hey, mudu ebe di woshenga. He will not pay. The Bible says, if you have not found where, don't give out. I will explain. When the Lord Jesus Christ went to Canaan of Galilee, at the wedding, who came to the Lord Jesus Christ asking that this before their wine has finished? Who came? That was the first time in the history of the Bible for me to hear Jesus calling Mary. Kwasi. Woman, please know your corner. Don't interfere. In this business, my time has not yet come. Are we together? Every business has a time. I started a small shop. I was just trying to run like the normal thing. Rush went and bought one plot. My God said, what are you doing? You are just thinking like a T-person. I carried the plot, sold it. Part of the money, the greater part of the money sank into the business. Little, it was during the time I was wedding. To avoid the pressure of the wedding on my business. I had my business. I had my wedding like this. I was like this. My business was behind. Anything that will come and will not kill me, let it not reach the business. I don't know whether you are with me. If you ask me to give you $5, I can't give you $5. Today, I will give you $5,000 without shaking. There is no way you can remember that there was a time in life you asked me to give you $5 and I could do it. The way you were excited, I said, "The young man, wala ka wan fa kwa de do ne wala get forget kwa wala. Njene wala, tambe okay. Forget kwa wala. Njene the way they will not want to hear that one time you couldn't give them $5. Don't kill yourself for relatives. There's a time they will celebrate you. When you are consistent and determined and focused, you say, my time has not yet come. Step to financial independence. There are some steps. I look at this last aspect. The Bible says, in Job chapter 22. Maybe I will read that so that I will not talk too much from there. Let God talk to us himself. Job 22 from verse 21. You will see what God is saying. Say, get closer to God. Not the other way around. Some people, because they want to get money, that's the reason why they will go far away from God and not be attending fellowship again. I've not seen it like that. It's when you want God to help you that you can even come closer to him. Am I telling a lie? You are going far away from God. When they say, the Bible study is Tuesday, they say, No, next Tuesday, come and remind me. Calculatively, at that same time, you have gone somewhere. When they come, they will not find you. They will not find you. Because you are running away from God simply because you feel that if you want to get money, you have to run away from God. Verse 21 says, now, acquaint yourself with him and be at peace. Thereby, good will come your way. Receive, I say receive, please. Instruction from his mouth. As a business person, you must cultivate that. You can't be cutting your money devotion because you are a businessman. As a Christian, you won't succeed. Make sure you create an avenue that you are receiving instruction from his mouth on a daily basis. I did my devotion today. You can't just be jumping up and down. The hell you go, get up by 3. You are going for one business, something for you to come back by 11:30. You no time to pray. Get closer to God. Be acquainted with him. Receive instruction from his mouth. If and lay up his words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you will be built up. You will remove iniquity far from your tents. Then you will lay your gold in the dust and the gold of Ophir among the stones of the brooks. Yes, the Almighty will be your gold and your precious silver. For then you will have your delight in the Almighty and lift up your face to God. You will make your prayer to him and he will hear you on and on. Get closer to God. Be ready to start small as the next step. Be ready to start more. Like the scripture I read this morning in our daily guide. Psalm 131. Just 3 verses. He said, my heart is not thinking of big, big, big things. My heart is not haughty. And that is where many of us face. You will fail. You know that you don't have that, resources. But maybe as I mentioned car here, someone who doesn't even have phone has already caught the vision of selling car in your own village. No, your sense is not organized. See, don't think beyond what you can cope. Romans chapter 12, verse 3 also says something. Are you tired of scriptures? Okay. Some of them you just read, go and study them. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. Each one of us has our own levels. The business idea of A, that he will run with it and get to the top, is different from the business idea of B, that he will run with it and surprisingly, all of them will find themselves at the top. That you are in the village is not an excuse. Are we together? Anywhere you are found, there is in your location, there is your location. That if you properly search around, you will discover that there is what God has arranged for you to succeed there. And here I want to caution. I mentioned expensive schools for children. You know that in a whole year, you cannot raise 250,000. Instead of looking for a school that will suit your level, because you have a neighbor whose children are going inside bus to a school, you just push your children inside the bus. You understand what I'm saying? Will they graduate? You know the end of the story. Know your level. As I'm standing here, you may even look at my English. I have not been to any nursing school ever in my life. In fact, that time we go to school, we remove our shoes, we are moving. When it is hot, we jump. I didn't enter any vehicle. But there hasn't been any school I went, they pushed me away. Operate at your level, God knows. Don't kill yourself. And sometimes we end up cutting short what has potential to sustain not just your home, the extended and the brethren, just because in the name of you are not organized yourself well. May God help us in Jesus' name. The right wisdom, I will enter there. First Kings chapter 4, verse 29 and 30. 1 Kings chapter 4. The right wisdom. I just want to capture it that way. 29 verse 30. And God gave Solomon wisdom exceedingly great. I'll come again. And God gave Solomon wisdom and exceedingly great understanding and largeness of heart like the sand of the seashore. Thus, Solomon's wisdom exceeded the wisdom of all the men of the east and all the wisdom of Egypt. And on and on and on. What do we note from there? This man was given what? Wisdom and the largeness of what? Are we together? For you to do business, the heart must be there. I just want to note that. Wisdom. To apply correct wisdom in situations by faith. When the economic situation was not changing around. I just told my wife, our little servant say, I will pack all. Pack all. Buy all kinds of goods. I just went and bought them. My wife was saying, hey, so no money in the account. I said, cool down. Cool down. This money we are holding in our hand is like a dry fish. The more you put the dry fish on fire, do you know that the weight will be loosened by the day? Are we together? But once you convert it into goods, it's a living money. It's a living money. Once the value appreciates, it will appreciate. Just understand what I'm saying. So if you don't have a heart of just investing, you may think, ah, if we buy this kind of thing, will they buy? The heart must be there. May God help us in Jesus' name. Now, chapter 5, verse 12 says, so the Lord gave Solomon wisdom, and he had, as he has promised, and there was peace between Hiram and Solomon. And the two of them made a treaty together. Then Solomon raised a labor force out of all Israel. And the labor force was 30,000 men. I wanted to stop at 20, verse 18. Solomon, because of his wisdom, he raised what? A labor force. We are having a church that is just praying, not organizing physical labor to source money. It's not possible. The word of God says, God gives us the power to get wealth. God will not give you wealth. Am I bringing heresy? God will not come and give you naira like this. He will give you the skills, the wisdom, the intellect, and the power to get wealth. Organize yourself. Don't be praying for something that is immaterial. Instead of going to look for something that you can survive, sustain yourself, you are just in the wrong place praying. Thinking that is where the source will come from. The last aspect that I will conclude. This other step is very, very important as well. Of course, I told us there are many of them. I just highlighted on little. Human resources, which they call HR. When we talk of human resources, it's a set of people who make up the workforce of a business sector or a business organization. I'm talking about the manpower. Talking about labor. The personnel. Simply put, I'm talking about the people that are handling or doing the business with you. Get the right people and treat them well. Else, that may be your undoing. That you see one dull young man that graduated from senior school that may have many F9s. You just say, well, this one I can control him easily. You are making a mistake. They may be academically dull but criminally intelligent. If you want, come and see that some who is sitting here to watch your business. Money will be escaping, you can't trace it. From these same people. That's why the day I've not found believers to do business with is the end of my shop. Sorry. I don't know about you. You have your own. What you receive from the Lord may be different from mine. But my own. And the truth is that God has shown us mercy. The least that will work in my shop, that you are genuinely born again. I'm not bringing somebody to lead to Christ in my shop and start working. It's not possible. Repent somewhere there and come. you are coming for training. There are many of them, by the grace of God, has passed through my little hands, and they have gone to places. Get the right people, and when they come, treat them as such. That, otherwise, that will be your undoing. I want to tell you something. The last thing. If you check in the scriptures, sometimes you belittle your workers. Some of our workers say, my boy, my girl, hey, my girl, you will eat. When you eat, your so-called boy have not eaten. When you have finished, after you say, bring toothpick, as you remove meat from your mouth, you say, carry this thing, go and drop in the dustbin. Go and give Mama Nkechi, and give her the plate. And they are just salivating, looking at you. You don't know the grave you are digging for yourself. Treat them as human beings. Treat them with respect. I'm not saying you can give them the whole money in the world, but respect them. Let them know that they have a relationship with you. Treat them with respect. Do you know that what finished the people that came to Ziglag? They came and the Amalekites that came and attacked the camp of Israel. Do you remember the story? They were having one Egyptian servant who became tired and sick. So according to them, oh boy, drop him. One useless Egyptian said, leave him. Let's be going. As they have gone far, they thought they have escaped. You are leaving your servant behind. You thought you have escaped. So they went. After they have captured the whole land, they carried the wives of David and all the camp of Israel. They carried many things and went. And when they went and sat somewhere. And they were celebrating victory. Singing and eating and dancing according to the scripture. Dancing. The passage I'm talking about is in 1 Samuel chapter 30. From 11 down to... They were celebrating victory. So David, as an experienced warrior, when he got to the place, you know, what you have, what you don't have, you can't give. I saw how God helped David to raise people who were poor, nothing. He made them great generals. Do you remember? In the Adullam. So he's specializing in taking people who are nothing, who don't have any name in their family, that he will groom them all to bring into what he was doing. When he met this weak man, sick for many days, say, young man, what's your problem? They now, before they were asking questions, they gave him food. He ate, and bring water, the kind of cake they used to fry in Israel. They gave him, the boy was just eating and was just saying, hey. You know, when somebody has eaten and is excited, he can tell what is not ready. Give them food now. If you buy your own food, give the servant some too. Give your boys. Even if he's a driver, don't just eat your own and leave him. So, David, after they gave him food and he ate, they now began to ask, young man, who are you? The young man was so excited. You know, as you have seen me here, I'm a dangerous guy. From where? I'm an Egyptian. He didn't know who he was talking to. He said, we went one place, get one place over the other side. When we got there, we dealt with the people. We carted away goods. You see, my guards are going and rejoicing somewhere. It's just that when I became sick, they couldn't cope and they just dumped me here. I'm dying. Thank God that you have given me. They say, so you went and attacked one place. The place, see, the name of the place is Ziklag. You know, he now started describing. You know, an excited person who has eaten. He described more than normal. He said, we finished with the village. He didn't know that it was David's people. David's people that he came and attacked. David was just hearing. So can you tell us where your guy had gone? Why not? Somebody has fed me. Why not? I will show you. He will carry them and say, this way. If we go this way, this way, this way, this way. Before you know, God, they not cited all the troops and all the people of David. And all that they rooted, they carried away. From nowhere. I'm just presenting it as if we're in the days of gone. David would not just command one person, just gun him down. You will just, before you will, from here, bah! You will move off and hit on the ground. You will not even know where the bullets are coming from. Bah! 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 The only people that escaped were those that were on the chariot. Everybody died. Read that scripture. You are taking your servant for granted. They can finish you. Who killed Jezebel in Jezreel? Some of you will say it's Jehu. I'll tell you it's not Jehu. When Jehu got to the place, he just sighted a woman on the story building. He said, who is on the Lord's side? Push the woman down here. It was the servants who were giving her food, opening her motor, washing her plate. He said, push her down. So Jehu didn't touch them. The servant pushed her and she fell. From there, the whole of her head was broken. What am I trying to say? Sometimes we take for granted. Are we having a school? You're having a school. That your staff has a fine shirt. You are not jealous. You are angry that he went and bought one fine shirt. Instead of creating an atmosphere that they will be comfortable and not think of going away. In conclusion, I want to read it. We have reached to a point in our country that we cannot continue to sit idle waiting endlessly for a dream job opportunity until we all begin to get involved in money-making ventures for extra income. Our economy will continue to grow worse. May God open our eyes in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. That more lands our. In fact, I prefer that you say. How you was now on the air? Say Nengke Tessin. Some man on our own call. A doe crystal. Nandelo, the Nets and the Rune Quavega. Coom go, Babo, for example, go on cool mommy. Who fatio? Will inquire your zoom. Now for your Zanam Pola Doga. On we ya yet one hunda. Alwe on your clay doa, ikasha hunda ne. Yes, ya, Olan and that's one yom. Aye ma, Oleo, Nanalo clay towers ya, Olan and that two, Shinan your own, Nanalwe call yankedua. But one your kahama hunda ve, ma puma, twasa, the man I kill you. Man kaibaru, pain ha. He can have both of us, Nigeria. Happy New Year. Namyare. Happy Kirimishi. Namyare. Otame Sinde Jesimba Yakwaga. On the way to Otamanu Hama no Christ. Kachiamanu Hama local government. Chia. Makado Ganyan, work to talk. Otamu never said anything. And yeah, one really. Mommy, I never said to Higa. Mommy, Zimba Bandoro Kawo. Nigga, oh, Mamma, never Kwaka, Mommy, a car. Oh, Mommy, is I going to go? Oh, yes, I'm going to get just to create an atmosphere. You know, I'm going to ask my best man, but I yo did do. But I yo papa, utima hanufaga. Eukala moto, je, we fa the kind of moto, we expect here at least 1,000 naira. We fa moto, mba yoru higeri, tsa. Yange kabite ma hibu na vinyi mankwa, ka moto endigu, mumu kano moto laka, ka fly, ga. Moto laka nezam. Nenge, mfa moto, ndo vye nyi mankwa, aveva e, li ga kene nyan, nongo numi jira moto yen kuma 2 hours. Bakwa weringa. Ma unfortunately shaken wang bana has a kabu kwala. Wokimashima. The fear of mchio chiante we name kwafane. Ba kwafangu luga. Uzende up and down. Uivin utenete kwakpa. Utenete kwakpa u nengemiga. Wang bana asemba kasi look at. With your certificate. Alongu kan cake ten. Nega. Njene de will serve the side cake la. Wang bana wasu genu ten. Salad fruit, chabu. Njenea, nenge, kai wa awa nongo, kai gyalo junction, we just go there. Kai wa awa nongo, we iya ma iya mkwala. Ako oji muda ten, kwa olu humasa honho, kwa ngu ho, shenku vya, uloza owega. Yame pron, yame kondula, pupu se se, eri kwala as a graduate, lame zobu te ulu correct. Yomba uluwe jibwe tewe mabi, chako pa, uya moto oto kwala, Mereye, data. May God help us in Jesus' name. God should open our eyes. God should open our eyes. There are so many things. But can you Ishima ve do iluke simple game kabu ukalo gaya? Ve he kwave that he had gone over fachogaya. You may get covered and dito ma kwa moka by the any business, Luvana Michimba, dear sham, who say I very one way wakwa, who pick some of the advice, who tomomio, unu woko. Be quiet. Luvi hama wase na lue kasona na lue bino to na nyare hama college veta ve wa kwa chama wa kwa chama wa kwa chama ma ve ma kwa la ve ringa chi uwa hin yo hi henje kwa ndu duwe tioga eh wo so hin fish pond more than my fish pond ka stadium na ha mba ne ngene stadium na fish pond bela meruye pine kwa so wa fish pond ya utilo uhene hon wishi ka prison yado. Only my quantum book, if he had a walker quarama, can you moment? But we should take a quaraga. Younger, I can't come when actually come up a converting quantum hingy workhouse. Nigger, he qua ha level the Ufato wedding. Nemanga, he kaswa he tum qua wedding ham kawo. The between bunch up, apply my way, book up to Henry in Dubai. He came on down again, yem America. Hakaswano. Muka ka American soldier. Kaka so so rich in America. Come on and say America na hide kwa eh. So the objective is not the America, sir. E kaswa de ni kaswa we where? Where ba zenesha hingi one hobby. Ndena ka wo zenesha na hide o eh. E kaswa we kwa la kule kwa ya. Are we together? Along where in Kasua, along your pram, I mean, community second school in the village. Mounting me, my young carriage, I transfer, but you get it. Kakasua, no, you. Along where in Kasua, my church, do a cake, yeah, in Nayani, ring, change Kasuala. But unfortunately, Bagane, come here, Kasuamo. Over this country, Ubamba 10, cast fishing, Yanyama, Uvaya kite bow, steady. Over Timbration to away, you machine, Yanaka kite bow, tell Uvaya, catch a lip. Unstable. Uva he shopping na uwe kwa la yange mongu na yimdare tomu na e. Ba mani mba nana ma e ma kike yamga. Nana undu kwa la yye kwa la. You will do work. Like now, I want to tell you. I don't want to yo ka uwe tonga. Kama no when to do work. Oh, but if you may be back, you need to hold kao. Mene, tomu kwa tuwe kaya. Oh, wana yan chale bumega. Zwa kwa na wake tom na ha resort a duwe. Katumu kye ma fertilizer aluga. Ma kwa nyane nje nyanya kwa lala. No. E kwa la in a strategic way so that it can carry you somewhere. So that kwa la nuta hawe mape. Eni kwenda shim kaswa onda uwe kevi ochi. Elu shakba shima anyo ashinya adue kwa kere. Denu tira shia kai ting. Ma lu choki kwa mama mgaga. Mwe speti me. Alwe ondu wase hama wase. Even nyungu kristi yase. Unyalu who attaining this financial independence, yo, needing a church, Jim Makudi, everything in Yarisha University, Asia University. But getting even your no Chris, we fuck for year university, keep all on a for God, but for universities than a Yan Benga. I don't know whether you are with me. Am I offending somebody? Kaka, you may, and then you university. University should come to a point to you lose reliance. Resources in my rest in hell, I take care of university. Always a single individual can run a university. Yo, no good Christu. It didn't answer university in your moment. Ka all the parastatas must ruin me. We must come to a point to establish me banning. I can't say ne. That children are you and guy independence. But saying the cave. Kogwa pumping. Mash again a pumping or hand and kwala. Kanjaka goalkeeper now. You know goalkeeper. Ogi or goalkeeper Zeha Tembega. Ka tire, call Kirchi Kako. Kwa mambu duwe kikuwa lako. Une nyaki zeni tini hajire gende. Mwe mfagao. Vagai binga. Kwa mwono kwa mfea. Kwa mambu duwe kiko. Inyo to a point to kwa ne ate. Financial independence. Inyo ngu kresu kwa de kwa de tono kwa. Kiki nungu kresu uchuku. Yeweba kuma nungu kresu uwe senga. Nenge min halakao. Alo smell in the car se janja yo. Go we go see ye mehemba na hala. Na chichi meo da zungwe se mono kenti Yesu Christo. Ulu mo hini mkoho ne with kwa ivi have kichima yo. Mo ya kanyi chimi me rinve bi ya me mana. Me ni na vembe ya vete da kengi wo si yo wono yi ya ma kiri michi. Zanzava na nami yo na na tima wa un ya un ya. Ingi shami nja yi kende tokinya. Tesu kango ho te kalaka ina. Come on, she name me. You know, he did not have at the end, at the end, you're not going to see young government across the city. God should help us to be angry. She may face her situation. She must say, "But then, can't hear Jesus Christ. I can't get being a king. Say, and you can't. I can't get being. I've got a million. Oh, why you blamba? You blamba? You machine makudi. But when a million blamba, you cover the machine makudi. Sorry. Umo shall discover what that is nothing. Man, what was saying? There was one day. I'm going to brother. Luhand in the study. Now one baby. Okay. And now I see Luhand in the study. See him sounds kind of fresh. He was there. At you can't yana waves down. See him shall bago. Now look fat him tonga. Look passing qua. She never carrying through turbulence chance. I'm a come walk. I was just praying. Now my one man on me on my or scripture. I know the plans I have for you. Not plans of evil, but to give you the expected end. Yam number Israel, yam be yam with attack ke Babylon. Vitanyo, akune tagbe. Yangi nyom yina shanyo kune tagbe ga. I give ne nyom kune tagbe yo. Man, do it. Kita lo give it. Nengega, alo gemashima nguzene ve ondo erin kaswa yo. Ondo lamene yo na ke kaswa. Ungo mawe kaswa nulu hambo na ba erekuli na yo. I'm coming his shop. I'm 1,400. You think yes on the capimoro? On the capimoro on the go. Over here in the years, man, on Kutiovile, after a capicai hijela. Capicai hija, yon so gay. Yes, van ha young. Whoa. Who shall plateau more? Yamoto, Yemeshin, Shin, Shin. Hamo, Yamanafa. You can't use Hamina. You are a god. Come on, Tonya. Kana, who can you have? Neg Kasha. Who Yamo, Yamoda, Tashin, Geshi, Tiakushina. Oh, Yamason was a bokusha. What Hamako? Never, Nayaday, Tang, anyway, Yemuke, Ukame, Lue Hitewe. Hamo, you open by Yaman and fire Kamaran to. Oh, Yamano Tachita. On the cap principle, Nigeria. Kahi kwa chuku. Nema niso hi kwa chuku kaya utama pe momga. Mwa wefi anga. Yewe ma yesu ma ya yina ha yesu jiri. Iba kere mpewe kwa shuma fana faga. Okwa toye kwa kwa hega. Uwe business so uwe uye mduwe kusha. Shachi ya ilue kumaga. Uherude mba mawe yawe be pulu. Chiamani loka gome mwono wakwa njo. Utama pega. Someone will do a shagga. Kai command the repetitive key way. Ubalo Kijimata. Open up in a canyon. I'm a gene. And when I got them, I come like them. Kovia Zakon Yangamato Gunia. We have do, you we have to do. Naka, Nego Yamaka, I want to catch ya. Yan Lam Kunya call me Yuya. Kajiji Yang encourage me. Young and I'm Nego and your bank assets bank here. Lolo called 2 million. I care. Yan call bank take care. Lenga 2 million naira. I was running credit account work. Yang robal lamine account ne ruwe bank. Manager maka boys na na. Yangi chie yo wo one wo ka 2 million wo rokla lamenga ye. Kolo wo wo ya papa. I'm telling you the plain truth. I can't go shop. Yama gini kwa gini kawe ura yano fa picha. Bada. He gini lamine wene. Kwe finish yun fa chao yamaga. Zeki na chino fa chao. Hey braga. But you must start from home somewhere in a humble way. He. Alunja kwa mangu duwe kwa laga kwa. But shima veri de kwa tra. Yo mapine njo e damu banjo. Alu ondo no business eke ya. Sonu she no grace. Mwano makoron kwa la. E ya na yose. Jijungu mnyaya. She no jijungu kosu ya. Enga. Yo mapine nyan zantumu me. Katu mnyi. Bosi ya mba yange itumota. Na nama pachin kavanyi. Ape akoron ku 221 mu now yangba yao yangba ngunga store wo ngunga naga just okay sorry inama na tomne imu mnenge shakwa kwangu igbo ba ile mio apa yanga Yan Joseph na kwalaga. Nega yo chikwa neba yuasini ha mo ki give it to you. Fashio ogbo uto akaru ere nkaswami uruzene mi. Chinu Yusuf. Oga kana kae. En wo se masitene ka ho an. Ke who hat you yoro yamba. Ka ka tiore ji yamla gasa. Deri kwalaga. Oloso ikunu yana weru tene ru. Weru nguha mo pa na ya. Ne nwaga. Weru nguha ku wan sugar pa oro no ya. Alo ezu ko odon hu ya. Hey! Amen.